Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Well, drink that one in, Kansas City. Holy cow. That game had it all. I mean, everything you could have wanted to see and hear from your Kansas City Royals, it was on display over the past few hours right here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals win 8-2, and I mean everything. The game had it all. Chris Stratton put up a zero. Royals sweep the Rays in Tampa. Now, don't look now, but the Royals, one of, if not the, hottest team in Major League Baseball. Phone lines are open for you. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Thanks again to that starting staff. Seth Lugo today picks up his third win of the season, spinning yet another quality start. The 15th quality start of the season by the Royals rotation. 15 quality starts in 32 games. Thank you very much. Not only to Lugo, but Waka and Bubich, Reagans, Noah Cameron, and Michael Lorenzen. Thanks to all six of you for allowing this offense to struggle so mightily in the first month of the season. To allow this defense the time it apparently needed to get right. To allow this base running unit to get right. Thank you. To allow this bullpen to rest, which has in turn allowed the bullpen to be elite since the calendar flipped to April. So thanks again to this rotation for allowing, for biding time for the rest of the squad to catch up. But it looks like it's catching up, doesn't it? 913-586-7965. It does indeed look like things are starting to pick up a little bit. Starting to turn around a little bit, and you knew it would, especially for a Vinny Pasquantino, who was a part of that three-run fifth inning as the Royals jumped Shane Baz the third time through the lineup. You knew it was going to turn around for Vinny. He's too good of a hitter. You knew things were going to pick up for Jonathan India, who scored a pair of runs today and has now scored five runs in the last five games. He's too good. The track record says so. A track record coming into the year of an on-base percentage right around 355. India has that on-base percentage up to 333. You knew the defense was too good to stay down for too long, and today, the Gold Glover Seth Lugo was outstanding on the mound, not only pitching, but also defending. Vinny with another strong day at first base, man. Dive into the numbers. Vinny's one of the finest defensive first basemen in the game so far this season. And how about Michael Massey saving a run in the fourth in a tie game? 1-1, Michael Massey snags a 105-mile-per-hour line drive to retire the side for Lugo's fourth. The team, right? The team was too good to allow that many facets of the ball club to remain down. Defense, base running, and of course, the offense. And if I may shine a light on Michael Garcia, who I think set the tone in a big way today. Sure, Seth Lugo went out and recovered from that first inning home run, putting a zero on the board in the second, third, fourth, and fifth. But the energy that Mikel Garcia brought, the get the hell out of my way, we're winning this one, we're finishing this thing off, and we're getting our record to 2 games above .500. The way that Mikel Garcia attacked this game, leadoff single in the second, he steals second, he steals third. One out double in the fourth, he steals third and scores the first run of the game. Drives in the final run of the game as he turns on a 100-mile-per-hour fastball across the dish and lines it back up the middle. Mikel's on some sort of a roll right now. The confidence is just oozing out of the young man, no matter where he's at, on the base paths, at the dish, and of course, defensively. Yeah, to me, there's no question about who is today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. It is Mikel Garcia. Mikel with his team-leading 9th multi-hit game of the season. The Royals are now 9-0 when Mikel puts together a multi-hit performance. So I ask you this, Kansas City, the sophomore album. We're now into the 4th track of this 17-song sophomore album. Right, if we're making the comparison to the NFL in the 17-game season, we are right now in week 4. So 32 games into this season, 130 still to play for the boys in blue. Sophomore album sounded pretty good. It took a while to try and, hear the same things that we fell in love with a summer ago. But I'm grooving to it right now. I don't know about you. It certainly sounds good. I don't know if it's as good as what we were vibing to a summer ago. Maybe it's better. Maybe with the addition of Chris Bubich and the depth with Noah Cameron and hopefully the return of Hunter Harvey and Kyle Wright soon. Maybe the sophomore album could be better. We know that's not going to happen unless Vinny keeps this up, unless Jonathan India keeps this up. Sure. But I'm interested in where you're at now. The Royals have won 9 of the last 10. They've outscored opponents by 20 runs in that stretch. And like I mentioned, they're one of, if not the hottest team in Major League Baseball. So how's the sophomore album sounding to you on this beautiful Thursday afternoon? Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's our text line number as well, 913-586-7965. We're going to start off with Mark in Overland Park. Mark, you're hitting leadoff, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing?
Doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Just a few things. It just feels so good to be 9-1 the past 10 games. I love, obviously, it's hard to get wins in this league, but 2-0, 3, 3-0 wins are great, but when you can put 8 runs on the board, that feels so good. And you're looking forward. We have the White Sox at home next week. Got to feel good about that. And then on top of that, you look at where this team is growing offensively. And before the season started, everyone talks about how thin the lineup was. And that's fair. However, you would think you see the growth from Vinny. But we're seeing it from guys like Drew Waters, Mikel, like you were saying earlier, and Canna. Guys that you would not have expected. And Mikel's 25 years old. So much growth there. And if we just get, Salvi, who's stepped up lately, and Vinny to step up a little more. I mean, this is a real team. So very excited. Love that our pitching is keeping us in games. We don't need to score too much. But if we score 8 runs, we're going to win a lot of games.
That's a great phone call. Way to get us started, Mark. Thank you very much. Royals win 8-2. Let's go to Elijah in Osage City. You're on 96.5 The Fan. We lost Elijah. Let's try Gage, who's downtown Kansas City. Gage, go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how's it going?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
Not too bad. So I wanted to call in today. I wanted to show a little bit of love to Jonathan India. So I'm a fantasy baseball guy, and I've had him on my team for the last couple of years just because he's a high on-base percentage guy, so that's why I was so excited when we made that trade. I was ready for him to bat leadoff. I know he got off to kind of a slow start, and I think, as you describe it, the new blood fans kind of have been a little bit critical of him so far, but I thought he had a really good game today. He had 6 ABs. He got on 3 out of those 6 times, And what I thought was most impressive is that in five out of those six ABs, he worked the count to at least three balls. So he's seeing pitches. He's working the pitch count up, getting on base. He scored two runs, just doing his job. So I just wanted to get on here and give him some flowers. Love the show, and I'll listen off air.
Yeah, appreciate it. Keep it going, guys. Phone lines are opening up for you, 913-586-7965. Jonathan, today 1-for-4 with those two walks, his team-leading 17th and 18th walk of the season. Let's go to Kevin in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Kevin, go ahead.
How you doing? Very nice to talk to you.
Nice to hear from you as well. Go ahead.
Just have a hypothetical, just because we're into the season and obviously bats have been a problem. They're great today. But let's say Noah Cameron has another good start and we send him back down. He has a couple good starts in AAA. Could you see us trading one of our starting pitchers to get another bat before the deadline to continue this tear? Because obviously our pitching's in a good spot at the moment. You don't want to lose that, but trading like a Bubich or a Lorenzen for a bat and bringing up Cameron to sustain for the rest of the year, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't think it's a crazy idea for sure, Kevin, no doubt. Listen, I made mention of it earlier today on the On Deck Show. When you have pitching and the deadline is approaching, you hold the cards. So, you know, the deadline is still 3 months away. And no, I don't think Chris Bubich would be the guy that you would move. Michael Lorenzen or someone down in the minor league, sure. Michael Lorenzen's on a one-year deal, $7 million. He's pitching his tail off right now. Who knows if he's going to be able to keep that up down the stretch. But certainly, you know, knock on wood that everyone can stay healthy and you can roll out Reagans and Lugo, Waka, Bubich as your 1-4. Yeah, if those guys can take the ball every fifth day and last until the end of July, sure, yeah, listen. Take your pick of the minor league arms. There's a lot to like down there, but most of them are in double A or down in A ball, so at least multiple years away from making it to the show. And Noah Cameron, Kyle Wright coming back, hopefully starting tomorrow, right? He's got the rehab assignment at double A going tomorrow. So between Lorenzen, Kyle Wright, Noah Cameron, yeah, as things currently sit, you do have some legitimate big league depth, starting pitching depth. And while you need to be cognizant of your future and you don't want to sacrifice the 2026 season, you also recognize that Seth Lugo might not be on this team in the 2026 season. This campaign might be the best group you ever put together. There's no promises that Salvi at the age of 36 next year is able to do what he's done for the most part this season. Salvi, of course, leaving the game today with left hip soreness. We'll find out more tomorrow when the team gets to Baltimore. But I would be shocked if the Royals are anything but aggressive going into the July 31st trade deadline. Now, since J.J. Piccolo and John Sherman teamed up, they've been consistently aggressive, and I would expect them to do exactly the same heading into the deadline this year. Yeah, good phone call. Appreciate it, Kevin. Royals have won 9 of 10. They just swept the Tampa Bay Rays, their first road sweep, well, since they knocked off the Orioles last year in the wild card series. And speaking of the Orioles, they're hopping on a bird right now to fly to Baltimore to take on the O's. Game one of a three-game series starts up Friday night, 6:05 for the first pitch. I'll have the on-deck show beginning at 5 o'clock. We'll get right back to your phone calls as the Royals are now two games above 500 and maybe the hottest team in baseball. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Fastball bashed high in the air, deep to the right field corner. Meisner turns around. It's gone. An opposite field shot down the right field line. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr. And that puts the Royals in front, 3-1 in the top of the fifth inning.
And that put them ahead for good. Royals would go on to win 8-2, finishing off a three-game sweep in Tampa. Bobby's third home run of the season, a first-pitch fastball, 98 up and away, and Bob just goes with it, as you do with 98. Rockets it down the right field line, over the wall. 101 miles per hour off of the bat of the unbelievable, the best baseball player on the planet, Bobby Witt Jr. That homer extends his career-best hitting streak to 22 games. And that two-run blast, the game-winning home run from the future MVP, is today's MVP air conditioning. Cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Bobby has an OPS in this hit streak, an OPS of 992. Only four players in Royals history have put together a longer hitting streak than Bobby Witt Jr., who is still more than a month away from his 25th birthday. Right, let's go to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. Royals win 8-2. We go to MJ in Belton. MJ, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Burn, my guy. Been a while. How
nice
you
to
been?
Hear from you. I'm great, man. Nice to hear from you.
Likewise. So, our pitching, it's just absolutely phenomenal. And then with all these two-out hits, like today especially, it just reminds me of that 14 and 15 team where you just couldn't get them out. And it seemed like we had two outs, and the hits just kept coming. And all that's all I got to say. I'll listen to you off the air. It was good talking to you, man.
Yeah, MJ, show's always better when you're dialing in, man. And you're 100% right. That's why you make the show better. Fifth inning, the three runs all come in with two outs. The three runs in the sixth inning all come in with two outs. And Michael Garcia's two-out RBI knock in the eighth. Well, yeah. All but one of the eight runs driven in today by the boys in blue came with two outs. And by the way, the eight runs, Royals hit that number for just the third time all season. They play game number 33 tomorrow in Baltimore. Let's go to Walker in Kansas City. Walker, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how you doing? Good to talk to you
Great,
again.
Great, man. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, just wanted to give Q a shout-out, man. I mean, obviously the guys in the diamond make it happen, but you know, I was listening to Fesco and Dusty's interview of him just a couple days ago. And yeah. Fesco asked, how do you get Vinny going? That was the question. And, yeah. You know, if that same question was asked to all of us, we would have our own answers. You got to do this, got to do that. But Q was just so cool, calm, and collected, and just said, he's right there. He's making the contact. He's just got to tweak a few things. And Q has that belief in him. And I just think, you know, we didn't start off the season the way that we wanted to, but Q's consistency as a manager cannot be overrated. I mean, it cannot be overstated. The cool, calm, and collected demeanor that he brings, I think, is such a blessing to this clubhouse full of young guys. And so today, I just want to give a shout out to Q, man. Let's keep it rolling. Go Royals. And I'm excited to keep the streak going.
Yeah, Walker, nice to hear from you. Don't forget the manager joins Fesco and Dusty every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. And you're 100% right about the cool, calm, collected, consistent nature of Matt Quatrero.
You know, his velo's in the low to mid-90s.
We'll get to that. I want to hear what he had to say about the Vinny.
Get Vinny going, Skip.
Well, you know, I think Vinny's had some really good at-bats and some tough luck, too. I mean, I think he's had some balls that he's hit hard. Last night's a good example. He's taken some walks. You know, we've seen it in spurts. And I think now, as the team, I really believe in this, as the team is winning, guys figure things out a little bit because they figure out how to get that one guy over or get the sack fly or whatever it is to keep them afloat as the team wins. And then the individual stuff will start coming because they're not putting as much pressure on themselves.
And Walker, I love that you shine a light on the manager. That doesn't normally happen on the postgame show, but let's acknowledge the brightest of lights deserves to shine on Vinny Pasquantino because while I agree with everything that Q said, it's also such a positive reflection on Vinny that all Pasquantino cares about is winning. Now, when his head hits the pillow and he's hitting a .180, yeah, some negative thoughts can bounce around, and I'm sure it's the first thing that he thinks about when he wakes up in the morning, but when the game starts, if the boys walk away victorious, Vinny's smiling just as much as, you know, Michael Garcia, who had a three-hit game. You know, Vinny's ability, Vinny's self-awareness that it's not all about me, that I'm more than just the number three hitter. I'm also an energy giver inside this clubhouse. I'm a body language guy. People are watching me. And if I'm hanging my head, if I'm bummed out because I'm struggling despite the fact that the team has a winning record, I'm gonna drop in the eyes of my teammates. So, yeah, Q is incredibly consistent, but Vinny's been bringing a consistent positive attitude to the ballpark every single day. Vinny today went 2-for-6, scored in that 3-run fifth inning thanks to a 2-out double, and then he drove in a pair of runs in that 3-run sixth inning, Vinny's team-leading 19th and 20th RBIs on the season. And if you go back to Vinny's last 162 games, over his last 162, he's driven in 117. Royals win 8-2. We go back to the phone calls and talk with Justin in Topeka. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead. Oh, we lost Justin. That's all right. Scotty's in Midtown. He's ready to talk some Royals baseball. Scotty, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Beautiful day outside. Beautiful day to be a Royals fan, man. How you doing?
I'm great, man.
I'm going to agree with you and piggyback on a couple of these others. I'm in my 50s. I've seen the highs and lows of the Royals. I'm going to start with A, it's nice to see the boys bounce back. I've seen enough teams, and we don't even have to go there. We all know who they are that spiral out of control like the Rockies are right now when you go on like a little 2-8, 1-9, little stretch. You just can't get yourself out of it. But I think our pitching is amazing. I think we've actually strengthened the rotation by replacing Singer and Marsh with Bubik and Lorenzen. I think the sophomore album is going to be better than the debut. And, man, the hitting's going to come around. It's like a lot of people panic at the beginning of the year, but I always tell people it's the opposite of football, man. The worst part of the weather season-wise is the beginning. And then it, as you'll notice, as it heats up, all of a sudden the hitting and all of a sudden the timing starts coming down, you know, leveling out for the players when they're not playing in like mid 50 degree rainy, drizzly weather. And, you know, Mikhail, I love his energy. He looks like he did 2 years ago. Cana, what a great addition at the end of spring training. And before I get off the air, man, all trust in the front office, man. The owner, the GM, and the manager have us going in the right direction. I haven't been this excited since we had Yost back, you know, in 13, 14, 15, we were trending up, man. I'll get off the air.
Hey, nice to hear from you, Scotty. Thank you very much. Royals have won 9 of the last 10. They've allowed 3 runs or fewer in 8 of the last 10 games. And in this stretch, the rotation has an ERA of 2.15. Royals win 8-2. We go to John in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. John, what's happening, buddy?
Vern, happy sweep day. Today is awesome.
Yes.
It is. It's one thing, so I'm going to start out saying something I don't think I'd ever say, but today we've had, like, we haven't had a dud call in a bunch. So I want to say, give props to all the callers. I think everybody has come in with something really good to say. And so I'll start with that. But there's so much to like today. And you know, I'll say two things. Number one, you know, India, I got total confidence by the end of the year, India is going to be hitting 275. He'll be fine. But I think what people forget about him, even though the leagues play each other, this is a new league to him. He is seeing pitchers for the first time in our division. And I think that's part of his learning curve. And I think he's now snapping out of it. But I think the thing today that put the biggest smile on my face is that the last player that really needs to get going is Michael Massey. And
yes.
I was happy that Massey got a hit, and I was really happy that he's not letting it affect his fielding, and he's doing great in the field. And Massey, I'm confident, too, that Massey's going to be double-figure home runs. He's going to be hitting 260, 270 at least. And nothing worries me about the hitting. And the worst baseball we've seen is in our past. The best is yet to come. So
yeah, it does feel that way, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, John, thanks for the phone call. I think you make a great point about Michael Massey not allowing his miserable offensive start to affect his defense. And after today's 1-for-4, Massey's batting average rose to .190. But he made maybe the best defensive play of the day, helping save a run in the fourth. And to your point about not worrying about the offense, and to the Scotty's point about how long this season is, and making the comparison to a football team. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard about a Steve Spagnuolo defense. You know, give it time; it'll be playing its best in December, which is all that really matters. You want your offense at its best in September, going into October. I want pitching, I want defense, I want bullpen, I want base running. I know the offense is going to go up and down. That's going to happen everywhere. From the Dodgers to the Yankees and the Royals in between, every offense is going to go up and down. But pitching, defense, team speed, bullpen, man, if that stuff can stay consistent, you're going to consistently be in games and in the mix for the postseason. So as we wait for this offense, thankfully the rotation's been able to carry the lion's share of the heavy lifting so far this season, but what's being built inside that clubhouse? I can't stress this enough. When you're with someone every day for 6, 7, hopefully 8 months like these guys are, man, you need to be able to trust the guy next to you, to know that when you go 0-for-4, your teammates don't want to kill you. And look at what's happened already in just 32 games. Everyone in that clubhouse knows we have dogs in the rotation, dogs in the bullpen. Michael Massey, Vinny Pasquantino, Jonathan India are true leaders, because when they're on an individual basis, when they're not having success, they're still able to celebrate the team's success. It's about something bigger than them. And they've also learned what a tough SOB Jonathan India is. What a reliable SOB Carlos Estevez can be. Yeah, the lessons learned, the trust built, the bond that is beginning to grow inside that clubhouse, building off of what they did last season, man, that stuff is going to pay off in September. These early season struggles from the offense will hopefully be just a distant memory come September and into October. The Royals win 8-2. They now fly to Baltimore to continue to beat up on the city. And that's all Kansas City does, is beat up on Baltimore, and that will continue this weekend. Game 1, Friday, 6:05, with Michael Wacha on the hill. We take our final quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The 1-1 to Garcia. Fastball line back up the middle. Pass Lau into center, a base hit. India's around third. He's in to score. The Royals at a run. It's 8-2 in the top of the eighth inning.
That would be your final score. Royals finish off the sweep in Tampa. Mikel Garcia finishes off another outstanding performance, as he is today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Three hits, three stolen bases, a run scored, a run driven in. Mikel's batting .308 over the course of the past 3 weeks. For being named Player of the Game, Mikel will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered. And congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Mikel Garcia. Which, listen, when Seth Lugo does what he did, you would think a quality start, six innings of two-run baseball, would earn him the Player of the Game, but that just goes to show you how good this rotation has been and what the standard is for the 35-year-old Seth Lugo. Seven starts into his 2025, Lugo's ERA just a shade above three. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, you're on 96.5 The Fan. How are you?
What the standard is for the 35.
Oh, Phil, I don't want to hear myself. I wanted to hear you. I appreciate you making an attempt. I'll track you down in the near future. How about Kevin in Sedalia? Kevin, ready to go?
Yes, sir, Vern. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing great, man. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, man. You had me on Sunday. This is the second time. I feel like we're best friends now.
I agree. Look at us.
Hey, man, what a game. What a series. I wanted to talk about Mikel Garcia. I know you touched on him earlier in the show, but man, this guy's putting together a hell of a season. And I honestly think that 96.5 ought to start pushing for this guy to be an all-star selection. I know we got Bregman out in Boston, who's got a little bit better numbers, but man, as a coach's selection, maybe not a fan selection, this guy could make it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Yeah. Hey, listen, here's the thing about being a good team. Thanks for the phone call. There are already a few automatics. Now, Bobby Witt Jr. is going to be on every single All-Star team so long as he remains healthy. So the Royals are always going to have one representative. Someone from this rotation is going as well. And someone at the back end of that bullpen could go as well. You start putting two, three, four guys on the team when three or four of them are pitchers to go along with Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, you're going to be tough. You're going to be hard pressed to find another avenue to shoehorn a guy like Mikel Garcia in there. But you know what? Who knows? Who knows? He's batting what, .296 so far this season. My game notes following the Royals' 17th win of the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland. So, I mean, quick, off the top of your head, who would be the starting pitcher that you would send to the All-Star game right now? I mean, on the Royals, which starting pitcher deserves that type of recognition? Now, Reagan's, you would think, he's the ace, he's the opening day starter. He has the worst numbers of all five, of all six, if you want to throw Noah Cameron in there. Well, the Royals' rotation is, second to none. No starting staff has thrown more innings than this rotation. Their collective ERA of 3.15 is top three in the sport. No American League rotation has more strikeouts. Royals starters have allowed three earned runs or fewer in 26 of the team's first 32 games. I see Raj in the Ozarks on the text line says this upcoming series in Baltimore will let him know whether or not the offense is truly broken out of this early season funk, and that's fair. Now, that pitching staff of Baltimore wasn't all that attractive to start the season, and injuries have made it pretty ugly. It's a pretty ugly start for the Orioles. You know, bottom three in the American League as far as a win-loss record. Royals stepping into Baltimore oozing confidence. Royals now 11-1 when they score at least four runs. And today was the first time they've done that, scored more than four runs. First time they've done that on the road since the end of March, since the first road game of 2025. How about that? Hey, much more Royals conversation coming up. And of course, yeah, some Chiefs talk, some NFL draft talk, Jay Binkley at the Drive along with Rob Breton. They're coming up next, so if you're on hold, stay right there. The Royals chatter continues as the boys are the hottest team in the sport right now. And they hand the ball to Michael Wacha for Game 1 coming up on Friday. It's a 6:05 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock, and I'll talk to the guys on the Drive tomorrow at 3. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, Kansas City. Thanks for listening. Take care.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.